This brought me up straight in my seat. Did he tell you anything more about Morelli?
He confirmed that Sanchez was an informant.
Dombrowski let slip that Morelli had a card on her.
Informants are kept secret.
The controlling supervisor keeps all the cards in a locked file.
I guess in this case it was released as necessary information to the investigation.
So maybe this is more complicated than it would first appear. Maybe the killing tied in to something Morelli had been working on.
Could be. Could also be that Morelli had romantic interests in Sanchez. I understand she was young and pretty. Very Latino.
And she's still missing.
Yeah, she's still missing. The department's traced back to relatives in Staten Island and nobody's seen her.
I talked to her neighbors yesterday, and it turns out one of the tenants who remembered seeing Morelli's alleged witness has suffered a sudden death.
What kind of sudden death?
Hit and run in front of the building.
Could have been an accident.
I'd like to think so. He glanced at his watch and stood.
I gotta go.
One last thing. Do you know Mooch Morelli?
I see him around.
You know what he does or where he lives?
Works for public health. Some kind of inspector. Lives in Hamilton Township somewhere. Connie will have cross-street reference books at the office. If he has a phone, you'll be able to get a street address.
Thanks. And thanks for the donuts and coffee. He paused in the hallway.
You need money?
I shook my head.
I'm doing okay.
He gave me a hug and a kiss on the cheek, and he left. I closed the door after him and felt tears pool behind my eyes. Sometimes friendship chokes me up. I padded back to the dining room, gathered together the bags and napkins, and carted them off to the kitchen wastebasket. This was the first opportunity I'd had to actually take stock of my apartment. Morelli'd obviously gone through it in a snit, venting his frustration by making the worst possible mess. Kitchen cupboards were open, contents partially strewn on the counter and floor. Books had been knocked from the bookcase. The cushion had been removed from my one remaining chair. The bedroom was cluttered with clothes pulled from drawers. I replaced the cushion and put the kitchen in order, deciding the rest of the apartment could wait. I showered and dressed in black spandex shorts and an oversized khaki T-shirt. My bounty hunter paraphernalia was still scattered over the bathroom floor. I stuffed it back into my black leather bag and slung the bag over my shoulder. I checked all the windows to make sure they were locked. This would become a morning and evening ritual. I hated living like a caged animal, but I didn't want any more surprise visitors. Locking my front door seemed more a matter of formality than security. Ranger had picked the lock with little difficulty. Of course, not everyone had Ranger skills. Still, it wouldn't hurt to add another deadbolt to my collection of locking devices. First chance I got, I'd talk to the super. I said goodbye to Rex, dredged up some courage, and poked my head into the hall before venturing farther, making certain Ramirez hadn't suddenly appeared.